Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Now we're at chapter 32, one of the most striking chapters that you can have in a whole book, because we have been with this guy, Jacob, for a while now, for a couple of chapters now. You know him, he's a grabber, that's what his name is for. And in this chapter, the Lord is going to change his name. He's going to have a life-changing experience in his life. And his life will be transformed dramatically. So let's actually back the question. For all of us who call Christians, have you ever had a life-changing experience in your life that your life has been deeply changed, that you become a new person, totally different in that particular experience? I'm going to have Peter
say. 所以我们跟着雅各已经看了几章创世纪故事，从他之前到现在，也知道他名字叫抓。在这一章32章里面，雅各他会被神给一个新的名字。那我们看到他这里面生命发现了极大的翻转和转变。那同样作为基督徒，我们生命中什么时候我们发现我们生命从头到尾，从最深处被改变了呢？
How does this life-changing experience look like? How do we learn from this chapter about that particular experience? This is what we're going to talk about today.
所以在这个时候，我们可以看出这个生命翻转的到底是什么样呢？或者是我们从这中间怎么样可以去学习生命的变化呢？
You know the story.Jacob has to leave his home country because he cheated his dad and his brother. He has to be forced out. He ran away. He went to his uncle's house, Haran, and he stayed there for 20 years. He married there. He got a lot of kids, 11 sons and one daughter over there. And he became very wealthy.And he decided to come back home. So this is what happened when he's coming back home. Remember his brother, Esau. He cheated him for the birthright. And Esau was a manly man. He's ready to get him because this guy is finally coming home. So this is what's happening on his way, on his Jacob's way home to his home country.
所以记得雅各他骗了他爸骗了他哥，然后不得已他跑到他的舅舅拉班家，就在哈兰那里住了20年的时间。他娶了太太，也有了11个儿子，然后一个女儿。然后在这时候他又赚了很多钱，他决定回家。那记得他的哥哥是被骗了长子名分，他又是一个非常强壮的人，所以我们就来看接下来会怎么样。
I'm going to read chapter 32 from 22 all the way down to 31 or 32. I'm not going to read the whole chapter.But I'm going to review some of them.
所以在这里牧师会读一些经文，然后在屏幕上面有中文。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 22. The same night he rose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and across the ford of Jabbok, he took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone.And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, Let me go, for the day has broken. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And he said to him, What is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel.For you have striven with God and with man and have prevailed. And Jacob asked him, Please tell me your name. But he said, Why is that you ask my name? And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered. The sun rose upon him, and he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip.Therefore, to this day, the people of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip on the sinew of the thigh. This is the word of God. Let's pray.
我们起来祷告。
Father, we come to you through your word. We ask you, who is still speaking even today, to bless us. The Holy Spirit can enlighten us so that we understand what you have written in these words. And most importantly, we want to know the one who have written these words. We want to know you. We want to love you. And we want to follow you. Bless the hour that we have in front of you. And we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So the question I have for you is, have you ever had a life-changing experience? Because Jacob had it. Ever since chapter 32, Jacob became a new person. He is a grabber. He is a cheater. He is very smart. He always have a plan for his own life, even in chapter 32. It's very interesting. We didn't read it. Starting from chapter 32, he went back at the border of Edom. That's where his brother was. He sent a messenger to see what's going on the other side. Of course, Esau knew he was coming. The messenger came back, said this guy, Esau, had 400 men. You know, in Old Testament, 400 men is a military number of a fighting. He knew exactly Esau's ready to come and do something about him. So what did he do? As he did all the time, he came out with a plan. Well, he prayed. His prayer is the longest in the book of Genesis. It's a good prayer, but I'm going to read it. You can tell he remembers the name of the Lord, but he has some hesitations as well. Peter, going to translate and read to you.
在这里我们看到雅各他是从32章之后雅各生命就不再一样他从一个骗子从一个很有聪明然后很会做计划的人发生了绝对的一个转变就当他回到家的时候走到以东的边境他派着使者去探路然后他的使者回来报告他说这有400个人在当时有创世纪的时候有400个人就相当于是有一个军事实力的他准备要打仗的一个角色所以他就在这里雅各做了什么呢我们看到他有一篇祷告在这里圣经里面或者创世纪里面算是一个比较很长的一个祷告同时他也有他自己的计划去应对我们接下来会去看
Yeah, let me read from verse 7 that Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed he divided his people who were with him and the flocks and herds and the camels into two camps thinking if Esau comes to the one camp and attacks it then the camp that is left with will escapeAnd Jacob said, this is his praying. Verse 9, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, return to your country and to your kindred, that I may do your good. And I'm not worthy of the least of all the deeds of the steadfast love and all the faithfulness that you have shown to your servant, for which only my staff I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two camps. Please deliver me from the hand of my brother,from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he may come and attack me, the mothers with the children. But you said, I will surely do your good and make your offspring as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. So he stayed there that night. That's the rest of the story. So he prayed. He remembered the promises God has made with his fathers. But he was asking...specifically the deliverance. Get me out of this trouble because you said it. That's his prayer, which is okay. We all pray that way when we encounter some issues. But God is going to change him eventually. We're going to take a look at that. So that's the review of what happened in chapter 32.
在这里面我们看了刚刚牧师读了17到12节内容就大概就是雅各因为害怕然后他把骆驼分了几个队并且在这祷告当中他记得上帝对他的祝福并且他在这里面开始去要求或者是请求上帝去实现他对他所应许的就是能够救他脱离这个以扫的手所以在这里面就看到了这个他开始想起神了
Jacob is a smart man let's put it is facing the challenges and imminent killing and a revenge from his brother. It came up with three things. One, to bring, to break up the whole, what do you call it, the catering, you know, the whole group into two camps. If my brother attacked one, I still have another camp, okay? That's the first thing he said he was going to do. Second, I'm going to send all the presents and gifts to him, many camels, many goats, many sheep, in three waves. I'm going to kill this guy with my generosity. I mean, this guy, maybe he said, who is this? Oh, that's your brother, Jacob. Oh, they're sheep. Oh, this is all from me? Oh. And I'm going to call myself servant. And I'm your servant. So first of all, just in case you kill us, we still have a half. Second, I'm going to give you all the gifts just to bribe you. Third, I'm just going to belittle myself to ask you to be my Lord. I'm your servant. He's planning all three things to avoid the imminent, unavoidable revenge from his brother.
所以雅各在这里面他就做了三件事情，第一个是他把队伍分成两队，杀了一队，另一队可以跑。第二个就是说我要用我的礼物来软化他，给分三波礼物，每次都给他送一批礼，这样他可以能就不会杀我。然后第三件事情他就是说称自己为雅各的仆人，然后好叫他做主，然后就不会想要杀。所以他做了这些事情去避免他的杀身之祸。
There's nothing necessarily wrong with all his planning. Let's just put that way. There's nothing wrong with it. The only issue is this coming out of him, his shrewdness, his smartness, his planning. God is going to change all that in chapter 32 we just read. Okay. How was Jacob transformed by God? I'm going to read the three things that are coming out of this. I'd like you to learn three things for you to understand how your life can be transformed when you encounter the Lord.
在这里面我们看到他做计划，做了很完整的计划。做计划本身并没有问题，但是我们看到从他做的计划当中能够看到他是一个很狡猾、很会计划、很会筹划，也是很聪明的人。 但是在这里面也看到上帝在这一章里面改变了他，所以在这里面我会跟大家分享三件事情，希望大家也可以去思考。You,
I want you to remember one Hebrew word. It's not in the slide. One Hebrew word. I was planning to give you four, but I downgraded to one because I couldn't remember that three. But hey, one Hebrew word. This word appeared seven times at least in this chapter. This word is called a panim. Panim is to face. All right. In verse 20, he's ready, he's planning to face his brother. And in verse 30, God turned the whole experience to ask Jacob to face God because he's face to face. And as a panim, it's very similar to the place that you call Peniel. So you can think about the whole scenario, Jacob, the story in chapter 32, as a facing all the challenges or issues in his life. And God turned the facing issue into a facing God experience. That's what this chapter is all about. I'm going to give you some details, though.
在这里面想跟大家去讲一个希伯来文的词叫panim，在第二十节里面，以扫这个希伯来文出现了，就是说以扫在计划了怎么去面对的兄长。在第三十节里面，他又取这个地的名字叫庇努伊勒，就是因为这个panim面对这个意思的名字，就是他开始面对神，与神面对面。所以在这里面，我们再回想雅各的生活中，他从过往一直在不断的面对不同的问题、不同的挑战，到每一次上帝把这些挑战都变成了一个他可以面见神的一个机会。So
the word, if you really want to take a note in there, is P-A-N-I-M that you put on the margin of the Bible. If you want to go back and check your concordance, that's pronounced as a panim. Okay, so you can put yourself now into all the situations. I know a lot of you, probably going to face, and is facing, some of the life challenges. I don't know about your relationship, or boyfriends and girlfriends, and marriage, and kids, and career, health. I don't know what it is. You are, and you will, face some life experiences. The big one is coming up. I don't know, some's getting surgery done, some's getting job change, looking for jobs, some looking for immigration status. Things that you are facing. And I hope God will use all this life situations to turn them into a situation where you can encounter God. It's going to be three marks that you encounter God.
所以在这里面，不知道大家生活当中你们在面对什么样的事情？是你的关系吗？是男朋友、女朋友？是你的职业、你家里问题、你的健康、你的未来，或者你工作吗？还是在面对不同的挑战，面对身份的问题，面对学业的问题，或者你要有一个手术？但是我不管怎么样，我希望大家上帝都能够借着这样的机会，能让它成为一个你可以去面见或者是面对神的一个机会。
So three points. One is you have to face God or encounter God personally.And the second, when you encounter God, you would like to seek the blessings ultimately from Him. And the third, you really face God in your weakness. That is how that's the essence of having a life-changing experience with facing God.
所以我们讲说怎么样能够遇见神呢？是一个个人化，或者是我独自的时候面对神。还有一个是寻求他的祝福，而是寻求只是从他来的祝福。第三个就是在我们自己的软弱当中，我们才可以见到神。
We remember we read verse 22, and he said that he was actually sent everybody away across the river, and he's alone by himself. That's when God started meeting him.
所以在二十二节，你们看到他把所有的妻子、儿女、所有的人都从这个渡口送过去了，只留了他自己一个人在那里。
That is a so important key thing that you as an individual need to have in order to have a life exchanging experiences. Let me explain.
所以这个是对太重要了，是非常重要的一个部分，就是任何一个人作为一个和神有关系的一个个人是需要经历的事情。
I don't know how you believe in Christianity, how do you come to church, but a lot of times, I've seen many of them, have this kind of a faith is because my friends, my family, the community that I go to, I come to church not because I love him, it's because I love him or her, and he's God is my God, his country is my country,His Lord is my Lord. So you believe in this Christianity, or you have this Christian faith through something else, not your personal relationship with God Himself. That's actually why when people get out of the familiar community, the faith community, get to a different country, get to a different city, when the college students,or the high school students get into the college, they used to have a great, vibrant, dynamic community over here. Everybody loves everybody. You have a potluck here. You have friends over here. Now, boom, you go to the new city. A lot of people don't want to go to church anymore because the faith that they built is not through the personal relationship that they have with the Lord, but through the community they have over here.
所以在这当中我们看到我们任何一个相信神或者来到教会的基督徒呢，当我们有信仰的时候，或者是刚开始我们接触信仰的时候，可能都是通过我们的朋友，我们的家人，因为他们去，可能不一定代表着我们爱神，但是因为被我们所爱的人朋友的关系影响呢，我们通过他们作为一个介质，然后去认识神。但是当我们发现这个人离开了他熟悉的这个信仰的环境的时候，当他没有和神自己个人化的关系，他马上好像就变了一个样。
So that's actually the first thing I want to challenge you. You need to, and you have to have a personal relationship with this God. Not through your family, not through your friend. The God should not be second hand. has to be a first-hand experience. You know, you know, we conservative Christians, we like the social calling. We want to have, you know, national prayer, national day of prayer. We want to, in God we trust. We want to put a pen on the Bible. We want to have the social reform, all those great things that we Christian, conservative Christian church support of. I'm one of them. I'm okay with all that. But that is cannot replace your personal relationship with this God himself. Otherwise, your focus is on the things outside, not who you really are. I can give you a couple of examples after he transitions.
所以你在这当中呢，你需要去有一个个人的关系，不是通过你的家人，不是通过你朋友，不要有一个二手的和神的关系，而是要和神有最一手、最直接的这样的关系。作为一个基督徒或者作为一个保守的基督徒，我们时常会说，哦，有一个国家祷告日，然后我们有这样那样的文化，或者是复兴，或者是我们说要回到传统。但是这些东西都是好的，我本人也是很赞成，但是这个不能代替神作为我们所关心的那个中心。
Okay, before I give you the examples, I want to move to the second point. What does it mean by personal? What does it look like a personal relationship with God?Okay, first of all, when we say we have this encountering with God, personal relationship with God, you probably heard that 1,000 times somewhere on the website. I don't know. You might have this kind of impression. When I have a personal relationship with God, it's like a warm, a tranquil. It's beautiful. It's kind of like, oh, that kind of relationship. But you take a look at 32.The personal relationship with God in Jacob's story is called wrestling. Wrestling is not having a dinner with someone. It's just hard. It's just the whole, I'm not a wrestler. It's very hard to watch them. They're just together. They're just, I don't know what they're doing. All the muscles are engaged to just try to win this game. So the wrestling...It's not, you would think the personal relationship with God is a tranquil, warm kind of relationship, loving relationship. It's a struggle, and it's very hard. I'm going to explain a little bit.
在我们想到说，我们对一个说和神有个人化的关系的时候，我们想到什么？它是一个很温暖的，很好像一个大雾看透世界，是一个美丽，然后看起来很美的一个景象。但是在32章给我们描绘的图画是这样的不同，在雅各和神相遇的时候，他并不是那么的安静，这甚至是非常的难。他身上所有的肌肉全都要用力去和神去进行这样的摔跤。然后我会给大家再解释。
So according to the concept in the personal relationship with God in chapter 32 of Genesis.It is when your personal life is being disturbed, is being irritated, is being challenged. That's when God is coming into your life to change your life. It's not like I just want God to affirm me, just want to give me some peaceful feeling. No, no, no. Your life is fundamentally being challenged. That's when you are having a personal relationship with God. Okay, I give...
所以在第32章里面，我们讲说和神的个人关系是一个说我们个人的这种挑战，甚至是让我们非常不舒服的。这就是上帝在我们里面动工去挑战我们。它不像是一个说哦，上帝来肯定我，或者是来安慰这样，不只是这样而已。
Not in our church, first of all, but we have quite a few of young people come to me, young girls, not the young girls like teenagers, but you know.20-some young girls come to me, not in our church, so don't guess who they are. They say, maybe one, but they came to me, they say, Pastor, you know, I met this boy. John is like, I met this boy, very active in the church, not in our church, very active in the church, and doing a lot of stuff in the church.A prayer meeting was there. He even preached and gave testimonies and all that. But this guy wants to sleep with me. We're not married, of course. What's going on? Ask me that question. We say, I don't know what you're going to say. But at least one thing you could say could have said. And I told him that. I said, Christianity for him is just the ministry he does, the things he does in the church among all those Christians. The God he is believing is not his personal God, because he's personal. His sexual life has not been challenged, has not been disturbed. And this guy knew exactly what he's supposed to do in terms of becoming holy and pure. And that's what any Christian church would teach according to the Bible. Sexual outside of marriage is called fornication, and it's a sin. And he knows that very well. But when it comes to the personal life, his personal life is totally disconnected with from the proper life he claimed in a church. So I told the girl, I said, the God is not his personal God just yet.
在这里给大家讲一下什么叫个人的关系呢，就是说不在我们教会当中，但是在我之前服侍经历里面有一个可能20多岁的年轻女孩去跟我说，哎，为什么这个男生看起来很主动，做事也很多，然后个人也做见证，然后也在教会里有服侍，看起来好像是一个非常主动的基督徒，但是这个男生为什么想要去和我去在婚前同居呢？那我回答他，不知道你们大家会怎么样去反应，但是我回答他一件事情，他所做的事工或者他所信的神并不是他个人的神，因为他个人的生活和他自己生活层面上的事情没有被挑战，没有被上帝所改变，他所宣称信的和他自己的所表现的是完全不一样，所以神可能在这个时候还不是他个人化的神。
The faith that claim he has is only overshadowing him, but it's not penetrated in his life yet.
在他所宣称的信仰里面，他只是被这个光环所笼罩，但是却没有真正的被其信仰所渗透。
So I want to challenge you today. Do you have a personal relationship with him? Have you ever wrestled with him? Has your personal life ever been challenged by him? Your relationship with the people that you have in the church, in the family, your parenting, your husband and wife relationship, and your private life when nobody was there. What kind of life is that? If the life you are having is exactly the same as what you had many years ago before you became so-called a Christian, you have not had a personal relationship with him yet. I don't care how active you are, how passionate you want to preach the gospel, or doing the missions and everything, you have not met him yet. So that's the first thing I want you to have. Wrestle with him. Look at your life. Something has to be challenged.
所以在我们当中给大家一个挑战，我们个人是否有和神这样去摔跤的经历，在我们的生活或我们个人生活中是不是有被神所挑战，在我们个人的关系，在教会里和别人的关系，丈夫和太太，或者是我们和我们自己孩子的关系，我们个人生活中是不是，或者是在没有人在我们旁边的时候，我们的生命和生活是不是和几年前在甚至我们未信主之前还是一样的，如果是的话，真的需要问自己一个问题，我是不是真的有经历神，或者是我真的有被神改变吗？
One example that we move on. You know, recently we have so many scandals, especially for the conservative Christian leadership everywhere in the United States. Even if you don't know the mass medium, CNN, NBC, they will let you know. They're everywhere in the headlines. I mean, you can call them, you know, some people, prostitute and sexual affairs and this and that issues, the plagiarism, all of the type of issues. You can call them hypocrites, but probably one of the main reasons that why they have all these issues is because the God they claim that they serve is not their personal God. Their private life is totally different from their public life. So that's your first thing done. You need to have a personal relationship with him.
举个例子，近期的时候也看到很多在传统或者是在这些保守派里面有很多的性丑闻，这些大的这些新闻都在报他们这种性招妓，然后性侵或者是有这种抄袭的行为。你如果问我为什么他们是有这样的表现呢，就只能这一个解释，就是上帝他们宣称所侍奉的神并没有成为他们个人的救主，以至于他们的个人生活被这个主所挑战。
I can see that clearly, but not this one. It's all dark, it's like all the shadows. But the God met him actually personally.
如果你们回头看那个图片，可能会更清楚，好像是这个样子。
So that's the first one, the personal. The second one is to seek blessing. The whole story is about getting the blessings. Remember, Jacob asked or request or demand a blessing from this guy. Of course, we know that he's God.John Calvin said he's Jesus Christ himself, but we know he's incarnate God as a man. So the second thing is to seek blessing. Blessing, this particular word in Old Testament and New Testament have so many different ways to describe, and even different words, and Esther, and Barak, and Miraculous, and all those different words highlight.The one or two aspects of what blessings are. But I just put all these words over there just to give you the picture. When we talk about blessings, what do we really mean by that?
所以第二个我们讲到说寻求神的祝福。当我们在圣经里面看到祝福的词的时候，其实在不同的情况下它有不同的意思。我在上面给大家放了四个词，或者是几个词，让大家可以大概看一下这个祝福到底是一个什么样子呢？
So, the goodwills...And you can say, I want, when I seek blessings, I seek goodwills from someone else. I seek affirmations, I seek acceptance, I want to feel satisfied and fulfilled in this relationship. So the blessings have all those kind of things. So in your personal life, when you want to get a blessing or you are being blessed,You are basically seeking someone's acceptance and affirmation so that you can feel satisfied and fulfilled. That is not a very academic definition, but I'm just giving you the description of it. So you want to seek someone's affirmation and acceptance to you so that you can feel fulfilled and satisfied. Okay. Jacob's life. I put Jacob's life and you put your life in there.All his life, he's been seeking blessings. Let me take a look at the thing he did with his dad. Any person, you and I, would probably totally agree with this. I mean, to dress up like the brother and to cheat your dad to give you the blessing, and your brother's coming home in about 5 minutes,There's no transfer of wealth after this. I mean, you're going to be found out very quickly. Who would do this type of thing? And you'll be caught, and the things that you think you're going to get will not be given to you because the contract is a fake, it's a void. No one is going to give you the wealth, even if your dad blessed you. So why is he really trying to get the blessings from his father?I mean, the Bible didn't really elaborate on it. I read Martin Lloyd-Jones' sermon. It's very, very shed a great light on this type of thing. Take a look at Jacob's life. From the very beginning, he's never been respected or accepted by his dad. His dad is a manly man. His dad likes the good hunter, you know, camper, the caveman, that kind of guy. Esau is his favorite.Jacob is probably a nerd, although this guy's really strong, we know that, when he met Rachel. So he was just put aside. I don't know about you, if you have never been respected or accepted by your parents, I don't know what kind of a damage that you have in your childhood. You're always lacking in part of your life, according to many psychologists. But Jacob was lacking the satisfaction, lacking...the blessings from his childhood. He was seeking the blessings from his dad, even though he knew this was false and pretension. And after that, he got his uncle's life. He wanted to get this marriage. He wanted to get Rachel. He worked very hard to get her. And he became very wealthy. He had his career, although he was cheated by his uncle as well. So all his life, he's trying to gain, he's trying to find acceptance and affirmation from someone, he's trying to find a satisfaction, he's trying to fulfillment from something. That's all his life until now.
所以在圣经里面，旧约和新约里面，会讲到说，祝福是什么？就是你会想要别人对你的一个好意，或者是从这个人而来的东西，让你感受到被接纳、被肯定，以至于你可以满足，甚至感受到完全。我们如果看一下他的生活，他是怎么样去寻找或者是被满足的这种感觉呢？从他的爸爸举个例子来说，他在这里面，他去假装他是他的哥哥，用这种方式来骗他爸爸，即使知道他哥马上要回来，当他被抓包的时候，他这些所谓的这些虚假的祝福就不再拥有了。即使这个他知道这是一个假的合同，即使他能够让以撒口头上能够同意，但是即使这个祝福可能并不一定会这样去应验，他也愿意去为着得到他爸爸的接纳和尊重，去做这些事情，去骗他爸爸。他爸爸是从小可能是喜欢以扫像那种强壮的人，但雅各可能在他爸爸眼里就并不是那么的被接纳。不知道在座各位大家有多少从父母那边好像感觉没有被接纳的这种心理，然后童年就像雅各一样，从童年开始他就是在不断做这个努力，即使到后面他遇到他舅舅，他努力的为着他的太太去工作，然后他舅舅也骗了他。但你看到他生活中反复出现的样子，就是他在寻找被接纳，甚至或者是被肯定，或者是通过什么样的方式得到满足，以至于他感受到完整。
Did I say all that?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds long, but I talk too much. I forgot what I was trying to say. Jacob's life is like my life, like your life as well. In our whole life, we are trying to get affirmation from someone. We want to be accepted, I don't know, by the society, by your club, by someone who can say, good and faithful servant, you are good. We always want to get affirmation. We always want to get acceptance. We want to seek satisfaction. We always want fulfillment.Maybe through your career, through your material, through your ministry, through something, anything that you put your heart on, except when you face God personally. God is coming to Jacob and start this wrestling match right there. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? We know from the verses, we know this is God.God is holding his strength over there. After hours of wrestling, you know what happened? He was completely, permanently disabled because the socket joint was disjointed. It got damaged. You know what this guy did? He didn't tweak it. He didn't force it.The word, actually, the Hebrew word and the English word is really, really good. It said, touched it. So just, bing, his joint was gone. But from that moment on, Jacob knows this guy is not some angel, something that I can wrestle with. This guy's been holding all his strength. This guy is the guy that I've been looking for all my life.I'm looking for satisfaction and blessings from my dad. I didn't get it. I'm looking for the blessings from the marriage. I didn't get it. I mean, take a look at the 31, 32. I mean, the family is just all over the places. The wives are having problems with each other and the kids and all that kind of things. So I'm trying to get the satisfaction from a career, from my uncle, from anything. We don't get it. Now this guy comes in my life.I know I'm not going to let this guy go because all my life I've been looking for is the guy. And he is the only one who can deliver. He is God himself. So when you come to God, when you face God, it's probably a great challenge for you. Are you saying or telling your heart, all my life, all my plans I have for my life,All the desires I have in this life, this is what the C.S. Lewis is saying, I think it is so good. If I find in my life a desire which no experiences in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world. We are made for eternity, and only God himself from eternity can really satisfy us and give us the ultimate blessing. Anything that we can seek blessings from is going to go away. It's not the one that can really deliver. So that's the second thing when you face God. You need to seek the blessings from Him.
所以在这里面，我们看到他想要得到的不同的满足，不管是或者在我们生活中，我们不管我们的心所在的地方。然后他在面对神与他摔跤的时候，上帝其实保留了他的力量，并没有使出他的权力。我们看到他和他的父亲，他寻求他父亲的祝福，好像也没有成就；他寻求婚姻的祝福，好像他婚姻也变得一团糟。从他舅舅，从他的事业里面，都没有这样的一个给他达到一种满足。直到他遇见了这个神，在他和他摔跤的时候，他发现这个神没有做什么，只是碰了他一下，他的腿就瘸了。他就发现这个是神，他所面对的是他一直想要的，他所有的计划，所有的这种愿望，在他生命中的这种想要的这个人，应该就是那个的源头。然后 C.S. 路易斯讲到说，我发现我自己的有这种渴望，在这种世界上没有任何事情能够满足。那这个最好的一个解释就是说，我不是为这个世界被造的，我是为这永恒被造的。
So the third thing, we move on. How did he get the blessing? How did he get his blessing? He faced God to get the blessing from him in his weakness. Okay, this is a wrestling match over there. The wrestling, who won the wrestling? It's a trick question. Who won the wrestling?I don't want to answer that. It's obvious that Jacob won the blessing, won the wrestling, and God won the wrestling as well. Let me try to explain. You know, have you ever wrestled? Well, we want to talk about when it comes to the topic of God. Jacob won the blessing, won the wrestling by ultimately getting the blessing, right? He said, you cannot go, God said, the sun is rising up. No one can survive me, God, when sun rises up. So that's why he said, sun's rising up, I'm leaving. He said, I'm not let you go unless you give me blessings. So God give him the blessings right there. Why did Jacob want that blessing? How did Jacob win the wrestling by getting the blessings?My answer to that, according to scripture, is he won that blessing or won the wrestling through his weakness. He found out that this guy I'm wrestling with is actually much superior and mightier than I can even compete with. And he touched me and I'm permanently disabled. He's holding his strength and holding his might.And all of a sudden, he knows it's not something I can do negotiate with. He's right up there, and I'm right over here because I'm totally abled. But I want to get the blessings from him because he's the only one can really satisfy my heart. So he wants his blessing by recognizing that he is weak.There's nothing he can do in his life, and has been trying all his life, nothing he can do to get the blessings he need. I want to get the blessings from him because I'm done. I'm weak, and I'm nothing. So when you say you want to get God's blessings, the satisfaction, the fulfillment, all the things that God promised in his scripture, the very first thing you need...Not necessarily, and not only the personal encounter with him, not just the heart that you want the blessings, but you recognize you are actually weak. There's nothing in this life that you pursue will give you this blessing. I don't care what they are, the medication that they promised, and the wife, the husband, the kids, the family, moving to different careers, to change everything in this world, nothing is going to deliver.Once you know that you are actually weak, then you're going to get the blessing. So he won the matching by getting the blessing through his weakness.
雅各在和神摔跤的时候，他们两个谁赢了呢？其实他们两个都赢了，雅各也赢了，上帝也赢了。雅各赢是因为他得到了神的祝福，因为在他们摔跤的时候，太阳马上升起了，在太阳升起的时候，他就会看到神面，他可能就不会存活。他赢的时候，他是通过他的认识到他的软弱，他发现了在和神摔跤的过程中，这个神就摸了他一下，他就瘸了。他发现他是更高级的，或者是他是超越他本身的，他不是一个他可以讨价还价的一个神。他甚至去跟神要这个祝福，他发现他没有任何事情可以做，然后发现他是一个软弱的过程中，他看见了他自己的不足，然后神才能给他祝福。在我们生命中，不只是我们需要有这种和神个人的关系，也是有和我们想要祝福的这种心，也是更多是通过我们发现我们自己是软弱，或者在神面前是一个无力的状态下，才能得到他的祝福。
Yeah, Marlon Jones in his sermon about chapter 32 says, really, I think this is actually what a true Christian is. True Christian looks like you're limping and you're getting blessed.You know that you are weak, you know you are sinful, you know you have limitations, you have issues in your life, and you are loved by God and accepted by Him at the same time. That's what a real Christian should look like. Some people say, I'm sinful, become really humiliated and really down and downcast. They couldn't even see any good in your life. And then some people think,They are so great, so prideful. God bless me because I look handsome or something. You know, you are a Christian because you are sinful at the same time you are being loved. That's what the Christian should really look like. What does that mean? That means you know you are sinful. When people say you have this problem, you have that issues, you don't become very defensive and sensitive, trying to say, I'm not that bad. You misunderstood me. Yes, you are.You are so sinful that it takes the Son of God's life to clean up your mess. When people say you are bad, you can say, yes, I'm probably more than that. You can face your weakness and your issues. You do not have to take too care about your face, about your dignity. You don't have too much. At the same time, you're dignified by the blood of Christ.But just because people say you're a pile of, you know, whatever, doesn't mean that you have no values. Because it takes the God's Son's blood to take me in. I'm loved by Him as His eye. So yes, I'm more sinful than I can imagine, but I'm more loved than I can imagine at the same time. So this particular person, the Christian that you have right there, is the real restored humanity.We're not too prideful, we're not too humiliated. Is that beautiful? That's the salvation from God. When Jacob met God, he was transformed in such a person because he was limping and he got all the blessings from him.
中马田一个牧师讲说一个真的基督徒他是知道他是一个跛脚并且他也清楚地知道他是被祝福的。我们在基督徒生活中知道我们是有软弱的，但是在我们的软弱的同时，我们也深深的知道借着基督我们被神所接纳。知道在我们面对这样的一个生命是什么样的状态，是我们当别人指出我们罪的时候，我们不会变得非常的自我防卫的一个状态，或者是变得很敏感。我们可以有这样的回应说，我知道我的罪，因为耶稣基督因着我的罪的缘故，还他自己就要亲自下来去拯救我从我自己的这个问题当中。但同时我们不会说变得那么的自卑，因为我们价值是因为耶稣基督需要去用他的宝血，这宝血是宝贵的，所以我们的价值在他为我们所献的这个祭上，所以我们的价值也在他里面，我们可以变得不卑也不亢。
Great. So Jacob is not only one who won the matching, won the wrestling. God is another one who won it.You know, I don't know who have done the wrestling. I mean, at least you watch them in the Olympic Games. There's a thing always on the side. It's called a scale. You really have to weigh this guy, the competitors. If I'm 5 pounds heavier, you're done. I mean, I don't care if I'm pretty heavy than this guy. If we are wrestling, I just don't do anything. I just put him on it.All my weight is going to transfer over there. You're going to be crushed. I don't care if you do all this crazy maneuver. I'm just too heavy for you to do anything about me. So how much does God weigh? I mean, God came here to wrestle with this guy. He is the Almighty God. He's the weightiest thing in the whole universe. The weight in the Hebrew word is called the glory. And it's a weight, it doesn't matter, means that I don't really care. It matters, really, really cares. I really take care of you because you are very weighty in my life. God is very weighty, very, very weighty. And he wrestled with this, you know, 200 pounders or something like that. God give up all his strength, give up all his glory just to wrestle with this guy. God won the wrestling game by getting this guy changed his life. This guy, Jacob, won the wrestling game by getting the blessings. But God won the game by getting this person. This person is finally humbled enough to demand blessings from God because there's nothing or nowhere he can go, but God got his life. And aren't we those people who are blessed by God? I mean, according to Galatians 3, it says, so that in Christ Jesus, the blessings of Abraham would come to the Gentiles, that's us, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. That's Galatians 3:14. So yes, Jacob is not only one, God the blessings. Jacob is not only one, won the matching game. God is another one, and he is victorious. He's victorious because he got our life. Are you in Jesus Christ? Do you have a personal relationship with him, or you're just a cultural Christian or Christian norm? Do you have the personal relationship with him? Are you getting his blessings by recognizing that you have nowhere to go and nothing you can do to get your life back to what God wants you to be? And the third one is the one that you want to get your blessings, encounter God in your weakness. So the chapter 32 is the great chapter to show how God change people's lives so deep, so much so. Once we got to chapter 33, he's not a wimp anymore. You know, in this chapter 32, he bring everybody forward. He's the last one. If everybody killed, I still have time to go. But in chapter 33, he starts facing his challenging or enemy, Esau, himself, because he has facing God already.
在这里面，上帝他是怎么赢的呢？我们知道，在比赛之前，摔跤之前，他需要称一个重量级，就是你如果重量等级不同，你是不能比赛的。在这个过程当中，他愿意去舍弃他自己的能力，好让他可以和雅各有这样一个面对面直接的这样的较量。上帝的荣耀，上帝的重量，他把这些都给丢掉了，只是为了去遇见雅各。雅各他获得了，他赢了，是为什么？他得到神的祝福。上帝是怎么赢的？上帝是通过放弃了他的力量，放弃他的能力，放弃他的荣耀，改变了雅各的生命。这个东西让神得到了荣耀，他就是通过这种方式赢的。我们需要去认识，面对神的时候，我们发现我们没有任何地方可以去，我们也没有任何事情可以做，好让我们生命得到一定的改变。上帝的祝福就在这个时候就会出现。就在33章里面，我们看到雅各不再是一个躲在最后面、躲在所有人后面的人，他开始去面对了他的问题，他的生命就变得不同。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. For in your word, you challenge us to be alone with you.Lord, give us time to survey our life. There are so many areas in our life we want to be dealt with by you alone. Lord, we are faking our own Christian life until we face you. Lord, give us an opportunity to face you sometime, to being challenged, to being transformed, Lord, we are seeking all the wealth and everything else in this life to get the satisfaction and the fulfillment. Lord, wake us up so that we want to come to you like Jacob. I want the blessings from you and you only, because I am weak in this life. Lord, transform us, change us, so that we can become the one you created us to be. Thank you, God, and your miraculous and wonderful and gracious work in our life even today. And we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ as a multi-ethnic church, you're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.